If you've just joined us, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. In the studio with us tonight is Bridget Welsh of the Asia Research Institute at University of Nottingham, Malaysia. And joining us via Skype now from Hong Kong is Donald Lau, Professor of Practice in Public Policy at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology. Good evening, Donald. Welcome to the show. I understand that you're joining us via phone now. Okay, if I may ask my first question, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong had noted that the PAP's vote share of 61% was quote-unquote a clear mandate, but was lower than what he had hoped for. Donald, what's your analysis of what led to a reduced level of support for PAP in the recent elections?
Yeah, I think, thanks for having me on the show. I think the Prime Minister summed it up very well. I think going into this election, which was held in the middle of a pandemic, most observers, in fact, every observer I knew, predicted a large win for the PAP and possibly a wipeout of the opposition. And this is because in past elections that were held in crises, the PAP has always done very well. And of course, the explanation that was given is that that there was going to be a flight to safety, and then the PAP represented reliability, predictability. So I think the reduced vote share and also the loss of another GRC, another group constituency to the Workers' Party came as a shock, not just to the ruling party, but to most observers and analysts. As for the reasons, I think, you know, obviously we need a lot more data and analysis, but already we hear that, and the party has also, the ruling party has also acknowledged that the youth vote in this instance was particularly important. That Prime Minister Lee acknowledged that young people, young Singaporeans have a different perspective on how race issues should be discussed and how those new perspectives on need to be accommodated. So I think that's one dimension of it.
Donald, if I can stop you there. Donald, this is Sharad speaking. The question, you know, of the PAP being blindsided passed because of their sense of their own mission or their accomplishments. But when observers are equally blindsided, it really is a reason to pause and think, why is it, do you think, that so many people did not see what was happening on the ground?
Partly because no opinion polling is done during the election period. And also because of the pandemic, really, there are no experts here, right? There are no, there's such an unusual context in which these elections are being held that it is hard for anybody to say with any degree of confidence or certainty how the elections would turn out. I think also, this is my own perspective, I think most people generally felt that the PAP could be counted on to manage the pandemic eventually, and that because they had confidence in the PAP's handling of the pandemic and the challenges and the economic challenges it created, that paradoxically gave people more confidence, almost as it were, to vote for something more, right? And to vote for accountability, to vote for fairness, to vote for more representation and diversity in Parliament. So I think I see that as a very good sign, because clearly a significant segment of the voters are saying we want more than just a safe pair of hands or economic recovery. We also want fairness, voice, accountability and diversity in Parliament.
Donald, what about Singaporean society? Help us understand the levels of inequality that have a political import that actually leads to changes in political behaviour in Singapore.
Yeah, I think that's a good lens to approach the issue, the lens of inequality. And traditionally, observers, including myself, when we talk about inequality, we tend to refer to inequality among residents, among Singaporeans, citizens and permanent residents. What has been a blind side for everyone, not just the ruling party, but even for most researchers and commentators, has been inequality between the resident population and Singapore's very large migrant worker population of more than a million. And a significant proportion of that migrant worker population live in these cramped, crowded foreign worker dormitories. And of course, with the pandemic, that's the population that's been most adversely affected. And so what the pandemic has revealed is this kind of inequality, health inequality, housing inequality, spatial inequality, between the resident population and the migrant worker population.
But do Singaporeans care, Donald? Sorry, Donald, do Singaporeans care what happens to foreigners? And foreigners don't vote.
Yes. So this is indeed a blind side, right? I mean, I said earlier it's a blind side for the government, partly because foreigners don't vote. And also a significant proportion of Singaporeans, I'm afraid, say, do not welcome, you know, they welcome the labor and the cheap services that these migrant workers bring, but they don't really welcome them in the community. And that is one of the reasons why politically the only acceptable thing to do is to pack them in these dormitories and put them at the edges, at the peripheries of these housing estates.
Okay.
You have a bit of that challenge also in Malaysia with your large migrant worker population. But I think what this pandemic has shown is that, you know, we can't be safe until everyone is safe.
Right.
And I think to the PAP government's credit, they have said that after the pandemic, we will have to relook housing and how we accommodate, how we house foreign workers. And they have also tried to prime the population, to prepare the population that we have to accept.
Donald, where do you think Singapore is going to go next? How is the PAP government going to respond to this drop in the popular vote?
That's the $64 million question, isn't it? my sense is the PAP needs to engage in not just soul searching, but some acknowledgement that Singaporeans want a fairer political system. This election is very different from 2011, even though the PAP's vote share seems very similar. In 2011, the swing against the PAP was mostly as a result of discontent over what we call bread and butter issues, housing affordability, congestion in the public transport system, a sense of congestion due to too many foreign workers. I think how this election differs from that is that it's far more than just bread and butter issues. It is about fairness in the political system, the sense that we need more voices, we need more diversity to deal with the challenges that a pandemic disrupted world would generate for Singapore. So I think in that sense, the PAP government will need to look beyond how do we bring about economic recovery, how do we meet the basic needs of the housing or whatever needs of Singaporeans, to also look into issues of procedural fairness, democratic legitimacy, accountability.
The acknowledgement of Pritam Singh from the Workers' Party as the leader of the opposition, are you surprised by that move? Do you think it's a move in the right direction in terms of what you just said?
Yeah, it's a surprising move. I didn't even know it was on the card. it's a surprising move. I think it's a step in the right direction, the sense that, you know, the system needs to be fairer for the opposition, that they also should have access to resources of the state. And I think it's a step in the right direction in terms of creating a more level playing field politically.
All right. Donald, great insights. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. We're going to take another quick break. Stay tuned to Consider This.